Sego, I'm Daya Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. Over the weekend on Saturday, May 10th, the Six Nations Senior B Rivermen took on the Ennis Moore James Gang Lacrosse at 7 p.m. at the Six Nations Sports and Culture Memorial Center. This comes after a big win of 19-16 over the Brooklyn Merchants the night before. After the game on Saturday versus Ennismore, I had a moment to catch up and recap the game with general manager of the Six Nations Senior B Riverman, Jay Smith, and here's what he had to say.
The game against Ennismore was we didn't take them lightly. You can never take a team lightly in this in our loop here, in our Senior B loop. We did play the night before, so against Hamilton, it was a hard fought character game. We did manage to win, and so going into Ennismore, some of our guys were they were a little sore, they were a little beat up. There was a few new faces in our lineup that we want to give them a chance to play and see how they do, and Ennismore seemed to be the opponent to do it with. We gave Elon Henhock the start. He's been very patient as our backup goalie, and Elon didn't let us down from the net out. Everybody performed quite well.
As it's early in the season and teams are still finding their core groups, some players are now moving from Senior A level to Senior B level to find their speed and level of play, and some players are even moving into new cities to find which teams will best fit them, as lacrosse is continuously growing in Canada and the United States.
There was a couple of young fellas that I had talked with the general manager of the Chiefs, Dewey Jacobs, with, and he wanted to see if they could play at our level, so we gave them a shot. One was Caden Brennan and Zane Dulpe, and I had reached out to Jordan Van Dam. He plays for Wellington in the Senior C loop, and we wanted to see how these young guys were. And as with Jordan, he's a seasoned veteran, coached against him last year in the Senior C loop, so I knew that he brought a lot of grittiness and a lot of strength to the offense, and he didn't let us down either. He had a 3-goal night.
With players returning from suspension and the ongoing buildup of penalty minutes continuing, when asked if the refs were calling the games fairly, this was the general manager Jay Smith's response.
I mean, there's been questionable calls throughout the season and in other seasons past, but I take it with a grain of salt because I look at it as I'm not on the floor, so the referees may see a different angle than what I see or what people in the crowd see. Yeah, sometimes penalties are blatant and sometimes they're missed, and I mean, give them a little bit of credit. There's only two of them out there trying to keep 10 guys in line at a time.
During the interview with general manager Jay Smith, he also mentioned the excitement for the upcoming game happening at the Six Nations Sports and Culture Memorial Center on May 17th.
We have Hamilton coming in on Friday. I hope it's going to be another barn burner of a game because I feel like we're starting or renewing a rivalry with Hamilton. They are new to the Senior B loop, but they used to be the Oakville Rock. So we expect a hard-fought battle. There's a lot of toughness on that team. There's a couple local boys on the bench with Hamilton in Vince Longboat and Matt Atwood. So there's a lot of knowledge there with those two, and I don't expect anything less than a hard-fought, tough game, and it could go either way.
I'm Daya Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.